Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Welcome to Monday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
Do you get hangnails at all? You bite your fingernails?
I don't bite my fingernails. Sometimes I get hangnails, but I don't bite them.
Constantly. I bite them, and then I bleed.
Mm.
Do we have any Band-Aids here at the radio station?
Probably.
We know?
Somewhere, I'm sure.
Guys, I need a stat. I need a Band-Aid stat.
It's an emergency.
I'm bleeding, yeah. Like, seriously. I'm bleeding here. And so I wear, if you see me with Band-Aids on my fingers, it's because of my fingernails.
It's
because
you bit it. You pulled it and it's bleeding now?
Yeah.
Probably.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm stupid. I don't know. I don't know. It's our last week before Christmas break. I'm in the Christmas season of chewing fingernails, apparently.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. We got a really good week for you. And I'm not just saying that. Eddie has got us a guy that did the singing of Freddie Mercury in the Queen movie.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait later for you guys to meet this guy.
Yeah. So, Rami Malek was the actor, but he didn't sing the songs. Mm-hmm. He just lip-synced them. Mm-hmm. This guy that's coming in later this week is going to sing them on our show.
He sounds just like Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
So we'll do that. I do want to go because it's the end of the year. Morgan number two is sitting over there. Hey, Morgan number two.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Last week.
Yeah.
You're going to Wichita as soon as the week's over, huh?
I am. Yep. Back home.
She does Food World all through the year, and so now it's our biggest Food World stories of the year. Let's hit that Food World.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
All right, here we go. The 10 biggest food stories.
Yep, of 2019.
At number 10.
The rise of hard seltzer.
Oh, yeah.
White Claw.
That's White Claw, right, Raymundo?
For sure.
Yeah, baby. They ran out. They brought them back and made like billions of dollars.
I don't know about billions, but.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah.
I have a ton in my refrigerator from the Christmas party. Like, I have so much White Claw. When there's the next shortage, I'll be ready to go. Number 9.
Styrofoam food container ban.
Oh, I guess I never bought styrofoam food.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the ban. All right, number 8.
Ban to end sales of plastic water bottles gains momentum.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not the best at this. And I do drink out of plastic water bottles, but I try not to make them single use. I'm really trying to get 3 uses out of them. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, just once, because I'm not the best. Sometimes I can make it last like 6 uses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
So with me, I'm not a big believer in just shifting your life because a hard shift never lands in long term. I'm slowly trying to get there, and eventually I'm not going to use water bottles at all. But that's good. I like that, and I'm working on that. I'm just trying to be more environmentally present.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's good.
Next up.
Farmers face big losses and poor crops after devastating flooding.
I remember that.
Next up.
Number 6, the impact of tariffs on food items.
Oh, yeah. And the farmers are really getting screwed over right now with all these tariffs. This China stuff. I'm just saying words right now.
Yeah.
Next up.
Number 5, the downside of ditching plastic straws.
Oh, yeah, I like plastic straws. I know. Yeah, but yeah. Number 4.
Such a bummer.
Thousands of pounds of chicken recalled, more than 2 million pounds.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Number 3.
The keto diet gains in popularity.
Ray hit it hard.
Yeah!
Raymundo did. I'm still working it a bit. Yeah, number 2.
Video of woman licking Bluebell ice cream goes viral.
Yeah, I don't like her still.
Mm-mm.
She was sick and was licking the Bluebell ice cream in the store. They had to put cops at the grocery store. And the number 1 food story of the year?
The fast food chicken sandwich throwdown that happened on Twitter.
Yeah, Popeye's chicken sandwich. There you go. That's Food World.
That was Food World with Morgan number 2. Num, num, num.
Year in review.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, Chelsea Handler's late night sidekick, Chewy, passed away suddenly over the weekend. He was 63 years old. In other news, in Atlanta, shots were fired at a crowded mall during a fight. It sparked panic inside the mall. Luckily, only 1 person was injured. And finally, congrats to Joe Burrow in sports on winning the Heisman Trophy, the best player in college football. Back to you, Bones.
All right, that's the news. Coming up, Amy, listen to this. Somebody thinks Raymundo got a cosmetic procedure done.
Oh, great.
And so we'll ask him about that. He'd be the guy to do it, too.
Oh, totally.
Someone thinks Raymundo got a cosmetic procedure done. We'll also play Name That Instagram Bio. I'll just read you the Instagram bio. You tell me which country star it is. And we'll also talk to Nurse Bobo about being healthy during the holidays. For example, do those face masks at the airport really work?
Okay.
We got a bunch of stuff coming up here on The Bobby Bones Show.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So someone has come to me in confidence and asked if I would ask this question to one of you guys on the show. And so don't be offended. It's not me who's asking it, but it's a question for Raymundo. Raymundo is our producer who works in the glass room. He runs all the sounds and the guy that's like, The Bobby Bones Show. He pushes all those buttons. Raymundo's been... Raymundo, how long have we been together, you and I?
Oh, boy. 7 years.
Started as an intern.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're running the show, basically, from back there.
Yeah, kind
of. So I ask you this out of respect.
Yeah.
Have you plumped your lips?
What?
Oh, did you get lip injections?
Yeah.
My girlfriend honestly has talked to me about Botox, but I've not plumped my lips.
Did you get your lips done in any way?
I haven't. I've always had fat lips. Ever since when I was young, my mom said that's the first thing she noticed. They were blue and I had big fat lips. Mine. You guys can look at pictures from me when I'm a child.
Walk in here. Turn the music down for 1 second.
All right.
And walk in here. Amy, look at his lips.
Okay. I mean, I know in pictures that he posts on Instagram, sometimes he like purses them. Is that the word?
He does like duck face?
Yeah, he does the duck. Yeah, Amy, he does that in photos.
He's now in the studio. Just look at Amy. Just go over to Amy. Do you think he's had his lips done? Look at his lips.
Wow. The bottom looks a little plump today.
And is it out of the realm possibility that Ray would have his lips done?
It's not out of the realm.
Yeah. Ray? Ray, have you had your lips done?
No.
Would you tell us if you did?
Yes.
Can I feel them?
Okay, go ahead. Amy's not going to feel Raymundo's lips.
No.
Oh, you want to feel them with your lips?
Yeah. No, ow.
All right, Amy's now feeling Raymundo's lips.
He's injectable free.
You can tell.
Because they're not hard. Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's all natural.
Well, I want to know who called me out now. Come on, kiss me.
Walk back to your microphone.
But where in the world is your girlfriend talking to you about Botox?
Well, so Raymundo also gets his hair electrically shocked to grow it back.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
like blood transfusions or something.
Hey, so no one has to come forward if they don't want to and mention they're the ones who asked this, but does anyone want to step forward and say who asked about Ray's lips being plumped?
It was me. I heard a girl in the office walk by and say, Ray, your lips are very plump today. Looks like you got some work done on them. And I was like, if a female notices another guy's lips being plump and work being done, then they had to be done because women know that kind of stuff.
What's up with your head, Raymundo?
Do I have a big head?
No. I don't think your head's got plumped.
Your hair.
I mean, your hair when you were getting electroshocked.
Yeah, still good to go.
Does it feel like it's growing back?
I'd like to say yes, but at the same time, I'm like, is this really doing anything or should I just shave my head? I don't even know sometimes.
Okay. No lip injections.
No.
You're still doing head shocking.
Yeah, that's a process though. Sometimes that stuff takes 6 months.
And you're thinking about doing Botox.
Girlfriend recommended it just probably because it was being thrown around on the show. Amy was saying that.
About what?
You, right?
Oh, yeah. This is one of those things where just like that, don't be offended just because I'm saying it because somebody else said it. I wasn't saying it.
Yeah, and I wasn't offended. She just said, hey, you're now in your mid-30s. It's something guys consider. And so
yeah.
I considered it for a second, but I'm not going to pay to get stuff put in my face. I'm going to turn old. That's life, right?
Mm. And you do have a girl.
Yeah.
I feel like a little bit I got a peacock still.
Mm-hmm.
I still got to like attract. But although peacock, do you know the biggest? Those are dudes, right?
The feathers? Yeah.
The feather ones are dudes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still got a peacock a little bit. So maybe I should. Amy told me I should get Botox.
I
should.
Oh, maybe we're confusing turkeys and peacocks.
No, I think peacocks are guys.
Those are dudes.
Okay, they're peacocking. Okay,
the big ones there. Okay. Anyone want to admit to any medical procedures while we have this segment open?
No. Not here.
Nope.
None at all?
No.
Okay. Going once. Going twice.
Why'd you clear your throat, Eddie?
No, I had coffee. Coffee dries my throat out.
Bobby Bones, yo.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, name the country artist by their bio on Instagram.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
It's me, RD, with hands up. Tickets on sale November 15th for the Worldwide Beautiful Tour. They have 287,000 followers. Can you name that artist?
Yes.
Who?
Russell Dickerson.
Cause I love every little thing about her.
Good job, good job. All right, what about this one? This artist has 728,000 followers. The bio says, big, big plans, VIP tickets available now. 728,000. Their bio is big, big plans, tickets available now. Can you name that one?
Big, big plans.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot, but I'm trying to think if there's a song like called Big. I got big. Oh, I got big, big. Chris Lane.
Chris Lane.
Yes.
I
got some big,
big plans. Good job. Good job. Good job. All right, the next one. Father and husband. This is his Instagram bio. Father and husband. My new album, Late Nights and Long Necks, is out now. Hog fan. 661,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Justin Moore.
Justin Moore. Good. Hey. Here's to the ones who didn't make it back home. The ones we ain't seen in so. Get a couple more here. How about this one? Wallin. Born and bred Tennessee. Believer.
Is that Morgan Wallen?
Yeah, yeah. He wrote how to spell his last name.
Down, up, down.
What a ponderful world, this next person writes. What a ponderful world. 805,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Lauren Elena.
You're good at this. Good. And finally, for all the marbles, 1 million followers. They write, I try to help people because people help me.
Bobby Bones.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I bought a Jeep.
Yeah, that was good for it.
And it goes beep beep.
A nice job. You got them all right.
And let's grill some meat.
Really good at that, Amy.
Yeah.
Thanks. I have my strengths.
Do you follow all of them?
I think. Well, no, not like Morgan Wallen or Chris Lane, I don't think. But I just put two and two together.
Well, nice work. You won.
Thank you.
You get a free car.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Bobby Bones.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett helped pay tribute to the legacy of the TV show Sesame Street at the Kennedy Center Honors, and it aired last night. Here's a clip of Thomas singing with some of the characters from the show.
I want to go where
Miranda Lambert says she will never be one of those people that changes with fame.
To me, it's so much easier just to stay who you are and, like, keep your feet on the ground and surround yourself with good people that will call you on it, you know? But I can also see that if you want to float away with the fame, you can, but I'm just not one of those people.
Luke Bryan shared the Christmas gift that will never be topped for him.
My wife, Caroline, went and found my brother's old pickup truck from 1996. It was down in Louisiana, and her and my dad went down, brought it to Nashville, and Christmas Eve night pulled into the driveway with it. Yes, the tears were flowing. It'll never be topped.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this donut shop, and the owner of it refused to force out a homeless guy that would hang out outside and saw a boom in business after people kind of picked up on what had happened to him. So some other customer was annoyed by the homeless guy and wrote a really poor review of the donut shop on Yelp, saying it's just, ugh, they have this homeless guy, they let him hang out. And the owner of the donut shop replied and said, hey, you know, I probably might lose business for this, but this is my choice. He's not looking for handouts and he tries not to bother anyone. If you stop and talk with him, maybe you'll come to like him too. He's a person. So, and then others were like, oh man, if this donut shop is losing business over this, we want to go support it. So more people are showing up.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And then the owner also started a little GoFundMe campaign to try to put some money in the guy's pocket, and people have almost donated $5,000.
Wow. That's a lot of donuts.
Yeah.
That guy can buy a lot of donuts. All right, that's what it's all about right there.
Uh-huh.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Connecticut. A man called in sick to work. He said, oh, I'm not feeling good. I'm not going to be able to come into the fast food restaurant today. I'm like, all right, they write him off the schedule. He shows up about an hour later and tries to rob the place.
Oh, yeah. But there's many reasons why that wasn't the right idea for him.
I mean, he had his face covered, but the guy working the counter recognized his voice. It was like, hey, man, aren't you sick? And when he ran out, they called police.
again, a lot of reasons why this was a bad move. Yeah.
Totally.
Okay, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, time for the game that everybody loves to listen to. It's Amy versus Lunchbox. Here we go. Da, da, da. I'll ask Lunchbox three questions that are meant for ladies. Amy, three questions that are meant for dudes.
Okay.
Right now, 5-4, Amy's in the lead.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Lunchbox, you're up first. Question number one. All these questions, we went to Google and we typed in trivia questions for women. The first one that popped up, Lunchbox. Yoga originated in what country? Yoga originated in what country?
Let's go with, where are they peaceful at? India.
Wow. Correct.
Woo!
Amy, have you seen on Netflix that series about the
Bikram?
Oh, yeah, Bikram.
Have you watched it?
No, but I have it on my list.
Me
I want
too.
To. Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
And he's still alive, huh?
Yes.
Apparently, like, he's, like, doing all kinds of shady stuff.
Yeah, and he used to come
it's bad
to the...
news?
Like, he had a place in the United States, and he used to come here, and now he's... not here, and he will never return to the U.S., I doubt. I mean, it's crazy, this stuff that's coming out about him. Because I was a huge Bikram person for years. It's crazy.
Lunchbox, question number two. How many days are in the average menstrual cycle? How many days?
Come on, women.
Wait, what? Why are you yelling?
I'm trying to think.
How many days are in the average menstrual cycle?
Well, you're married, Lunch. Come on.
Yeah, I'm married, but... my wife doesn't get too crazy, and she's pregnant, so it's been a while since she's had one. We'll go with 7.
7 days.
Yeah, because you got the couple days before. What?
Amy, how many days are in the average menstrual cycle?
I feel like a woman's cycle. I'm confused by the menstrual part, but it's the average cycle is 28 days.
Correct.
Yeah.
1-1. Wow. Lunchbox. Project Runway is back for a new season.
Yeah, I love that show.
Oh, you do? You'll nail this one then.
My wife likes it, and so I watch it because I like
it. Yeah, okay. That show. Hard.
Yeah, yeah. And he jumped on it fast, too, so he didn't think about it. Heidi Klum isn't on the show anymore. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
Which supermodel now hosts it?
Oh, my gosh. We watched the first episode the other night. And I think it was the first episode. It was a team one. Two people got eliminated.
But you hated it too, huh?
Yeah. I'm trying to think who in the heck is the host now. Oh, my gosh. I don't remember who it is. I'm just going to go with Alyssa Milano.
Amy, can you steal?
I can't.
It's Carly Kloss.
Yeah,
sorry, there is no winner there. Okay, we'll go over to Amy now. Three questions. We put into Google questions for dudes. Amy, how many pockets are on a standard pool table? Were you ever good at pool? You sound like someone who you claim was but really never were. That feels like...
why do you say that?
Because it's what you do. You're like, I was a great free throw shooter.
I was.
Yeah, yeah.
I still am, actually.
Amy.
Alive on this show
Amy,
a few years
Amy.
Ago, I went and shot, what, like 10 for 10?
No.
You know you didn't go shot
1 for 10.
That's what I'm saying. She makes stuff
10.
Up.
No. It was three-pointers. How many did I make?
One out of 10. Yes.
Yeah. So y'all said I wouldn't make
No, see, this is how Amy's stories go. She yells I was 10 for 10 at free throws. We never did free throws, nor was she 10 for 10. Then she never missed a three-pointer.
Okay, we did three-pointers, but you said I wouldn't get any, and I nailed some.
You couldn't make 7 out of 10 free throws right now.
Okay, I could, but okay.
Oh,
this is a challenge for next week.
I have done free throws.
You think you can make 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
Amy, that's really good.
Oh, Bobby.
Eddie, I'm not talking
okay,
to you
right
now.
Okay, you're right. I'll be quiet over here.
You think you can, like, kick up a ball places?
All right, so Amy.
Go.
How many pockets are in a standard pool table?
Okay, let me see.
Were you a good pool player back in the day ever?
1, 2, 3. I mean, people would have me break.
See, this is like being the all-time free throw shooter.
This is all-time breaker.
These are just saying crap.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 holes.
Correct.
Thank you.
The free throw shooting is going to be a challenge.
Yes.
For sure. Okay, Amy. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the piece of equipment you insert into an electric drill when drilling?
The bit.
Dirty bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good one, Amy.
Thank you. A microwave's cooking power is measured in what?
Watts.
Wow. And there's your winner right there.
Amazing.
Amy, come on.
I am.
Big round of applause for our winner, Amy. Yeah. Takes another spot there. Thank you, Amy. You're a real treat.
Thank you.
It's Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
On the phone with us, Nurse Adam Bobo. We're going to talk about traveling during the holiday season, and mostly because I travel a lot. I think a lot of us are moving around, you know, how to stay healthy. Bobo, how are you?
What's up, man? Good. I'm at the airport traveling myself.
Good. Let me ask you a couple questions when it comes to the airport. Like, what's the thing, what's the dirtiest place of the part of the airport we should avoid?
Well, everyone always assumes the bathroom, but if you pay attention, that's usually where they're cleaning the most. I think the dirtiest places at the airport are the chairs. They never clean the chairs. Yeah, people are always on the chairs, touching the chairs. It's kind of like on an airplane. I never wear shorts because the seat, where do people usually wipe their hands on an airplane? It's the seat right in between their legs, wiping hands.
The chairs.
So yeah. Seats and chairs are the dirtiest parts of an airplane or of an airport.
On an airplane, what about the face masks people wear? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, for any kind of like sneezing droplet kind of spread of viruses, I mean, they definitely work for that stuff. So I'm not against it. I mean, you just got to be willing to look like that. But if you get like one that is a subtle flex, at least you'd look cool wearing it.
Because Bobby's goal is to maybe meet his future wife in an airplane one day. And if he has that mask on, I don't know that will happen.
I can write, I'm single, put my Instagram, and then they can go to that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Bobo.
Yeah, see, there you go.
What about hand sanitizer? Like, if you carry that around, does that actually help it with not?
It definitely does.
Yeah?
It definitely does. I mean, hand washing is obviously king. You know, hand washing is better than hand sanitizer, but sometimes when you're stuck on an airplane or you're in a weird spot or you're in the car, whatever the situation is, you don't always have access to wash your hands. So that's at least another way you can clean your hands. I know every time I'm on here, I always talk about washing your hands. So any way you can decrease some of the bacteria on your hands is great.
Nurse Bobo at the airport right now. We're talking about traveling and staying healthy. I go to the airport and I want to buy the dumbest snacks, like things I've never eaten in 10 years. And I'm like, dang, I would love one of those Jolly Rancher licorice beef jerkies. I don't know why it looks good at the airport, but what's the healthiest travel snack?
Yeah, if you're at the airport, the healthiest things you can buy are water.
We want good snacks.
Boring.
And then most of these like little Hudson I guess they're Hudson News or whatever, have the just raw nuts.
Also my nickname in college. Let me run through some of these.
Those are really the best things you can buy.
We got some quick run down the list questions here. The best cure for a headache. The quick answer is?
Excedrin.
Excedrin.
You want medicine, yeah.
Yeah, so you do want to take medicine. It's not like essential oil under your tongue and then...
No, you said if you want the quick fix.
Oh, okay.
Excedrin.
Taking vitamins, does it help?
Yes. Okay. You want the quick answer, doesn't it? Yes.
Okay, very good. And then finally, do you still need to wear sunscreen in the winter? Here we are in the winter.
100%. The UV rays from the sun are unaffected by it being hot or cold outside, so sunscreen all the time.
There he is. Hey, what's your Instagram, Bobo?
Adam Bobo, and my company is at Arite Nashville. What's up?
At Adam Bobo. There he is again. Nurse Bobo. Thank you, Bobo.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's a song from 1994 that's currently in one of the top three songs in the Billboard Hot 100 right now.
Is it Mariah Carey?
Oh, yeah. So it says
every year. This happens. All I Want for Christmas is You.
Okay, but did you know that it has never hit number one?
I didn't know that. It's not surprising, though.
Oh, that was surprising to me because it's broken Guinness World Records. Like, this song is a jam.
But for long term, it's broken records. Like, it's been number one for every year it comes back.
Yeah, so I guess because the Hot 100 is based on radio airplay, all the radio stations are playing it right now. It's Christmas.
I don't know if it's based on radio airplay. I think it's based on stream sales like all together.
Oh, sales data too?
Yeah.
Okay, well, probably a lot of people are downloading and buying and all that right now too. So I want to make it number one, so that'd be amazing.
I think what she's doing is she's selling a bundle package on her website for $5 where you can buy this and buy something because she's trying to make it number one. So she's like selling it real cheaply.
Well, currently the bargain bundle on her website is sold out. So she did put something together and everyone was buying it up. The song is also available on vinyl and cassette.
Which is why she's selling it, try to make it number one.
Wow.
Because it's never been number one.
Let's do it.
I know, I'm not paying money for that.
Let's help Mariah get to
number
one.
You know, I don't give a crap about helping Mariah Carey. She's doing just fine. All right, what else?
So, Bobby, you tell us to stay home if we're sick, but what about if we're hungover?
Nobody on this show other than Lunchbox would, Raymundo maybe a little bit. Morgan number two. You know what? But we don't have a lot of weeknight drinkers.
Mm-hmm. No, not really.
So if you're a hungover, you come to work because you did that to yourself.
Yeah, but then you're not.
You suffer the consequences. If you're sick, that's not always on you. So the question is, if you're hungover, come to work.
Well, I bring this up because there's a company that's actually letting their staff take hangover days if they need them. Like, it's part of their sick days. You've got hangover days, stuff you can cash in on. And it's all to attract younger employees.
Isn't it just another sick day and you're just putting a cooler name on it?
Totally.
Yes. But I mean, the fact that you get to, because if it's a sick day, you feel like you legit have to call your boss and be like, I'm sick. But I guess if you have permission to do this, you can legit call your boss and say, ugh. Had too much last night.
Wonder how many you get a year.
But then you get behind on your work, and that just seems like a bummer.
As long as, and here's the thing too, with standard business hours, that's changing too. As long as you get your work done, it's a great point. People kind of don't care. Mm-hmm. Just get your work done.
Right.
In a lot of jobs, unless you have to be there for like a customer service thing when they arrive, just get your work done. Be hungover or not. Yeah, that sounds pretty dumb. But it is a nice novelty to make people pay attention to a job. It's probably just a sick day they've re-put a name on it. What else?
So, Bobby, you've been scammed before, you know, by people posing.
Let's stop reminding people that I've been catfished. Because I feel like this comes up a lot now.
Well, the U.S. Postal Inspectors, they're issuing a warning about scammers posing as Navy SEALs to get money. And they're connecting with victims through social media, chat rooms, and dating websites. And they're saying they work for SEAL Team 6 and they help train
dogs.
Well,
they're right to SEAL Team 6. The one famous one that we all know. Like, yeah.
And they're in Afghanistan and they want to come home for the holidays, but they need money because it's hard to like get around. And anyway.
I feel bad for people that fall for that. I think most folks won't fall for something like that.
Yeah, but some people do.
Like inspectors that are working on cases like these, one of them has talked to 8 victims in the last 10 days and saw dollar amounts ranging anywhere from $350 given to $8,000 given. So yeah, that is just such
I'm
a bummer.
I'm just sad. So, more than laughing at someone for being, like, you laugh
at
me.
I'm
laugh at me because I got scammed. I thought the girl was a model. I was really hoping.
That was funny.
I never met her. But I did at one point think this girl messaging me was a model, and we never got to the point of meeting or anything. And it turns out in the news, it was some dude who was trying to scam dudes. I cut it off before the scam hit.
Yeah, good for you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We should all recognize that cut it off.
Didn't happen.
But some people don't, and that stinks. Yeah.
So, well, a big warning or how you can test them out. Like maybe right now you're listening and you're like, oh, shoot, I've been chatting with a SEAL Team 6 member that trained dogs in Afghanistan. You can say, hey, let's talk on the phone. And if they refuse to communicate with you by phone, then you know you're probably being scammed because the person isn't with SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, mine would talk with me on the phone when I did it. It was a dude who sounded just like a girl.
Well, yeah, but
kind of.
The reason why this won't work is a lot of times these guys are from Jamaica, Nigeria, or Mexico. So you'll be.
I am on the SEAL Team 6. Wait, what?
You were?
You're there right now? Yes, I am on. Wait. Where are you from? Tennessee. No, that's not a Tennessee accent.
Yeah. So that's how you can test them out. And then you'll know.
There you go.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last January, Ed was sitting around. He's like, man, I'm still in the Christmas spirit. What can I do? So he likes to build things. He goes out to his wood shop. And over the past year, he's made 300 wooden trucks to donate to kids.
Wow.
He's 93 years old. Wow. He said, I like to build things. And Santa Claus is an inspiration, so why not build these and give them to kids?
He's 93.
Yeah, wow. So he made 300 toy trucks over the last year.
That's wow. Pretty crazy. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, appreciate you guys hanging out. Let's go over to Amy now and get that joke.
The morning corny.
What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in the chimney?
What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in the chimney?
Claustrophobia.
Oh, that's pretty good. Claustrophobia. Good.
That was the morning corny.
Hey, coming up in the next 5 minutes, I really want to do... on this day in country music history, because this song that we know this artist for, massive song, biggest of his career, one of the biggest country songs of all time. He wasn't even the first one to do it. And I didn't know this.
Wait, what?
I know. I'll tell you what it is coming up in just a second.
Bobby Bones, come on.
I love country music. I do a podcast about it. I grew up with it. My grandmother, my mom. Like, and I love the history of country music, so that's why we do this segment.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Now, listen, because this gets a little tricky here, because I didn't know some of this. On this day in 1978, Kenny Rogers had the number one song with The Gambler.
You got to know when the hole.
Brace yourselves for what we're about to go through, okay?
Know when the hole.
By the way, arguably, the biggest country song of all time.
Yeah.
Arguably, I'd put this up there. He Stopped Loving Her Today, Friends in Low Places.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ring of Fire. Mm-hmm. There's probably 10 or so you could really put in there. Dolly's got a couple.
Oh, yeah.
But this is in that list of the greatest of all time. Arguably, you could argue this is the greatest country song of all time. The song was written by Don Schlitz, who wrote it in honor of his late father. He wrote most of the song during a walk home from his office where he worked as a computer operator. He said he typed out the words when he got home. He didn't have an ending. It took him about 6 weeks to complete the story, where the poker player drifts off in the end. He wrote it in 1976 when he was 23 years old. It took 2 years of shopping the song around Nashville before Bobby Bear recorded it on his album. Here you go. Here's Bobby Bear's version.
You gotta know when to hold, know when to fold.
Interesting, right?
Yes.
By the way, I know Bobby Bear. His name now on Twitter is Mr. Bobby Bear because he says people confuse him for me.
Oh, really? That's
funny.
Yeah,
funny guy. Now, Bobby Bear's version didn't catch on, wasn't released as a single, but other musicians took notice. In 1978, Johnny Cash recorded it.
Stop it.
Yeah, here's Johnny Cash doing The Gambler.
You gotta know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run.
Ever heard that?
No.
Yeah. It was Kenny Rogers who finally made the song a hit. His rendition was a number one country hit, even made it to the pop charts when songs rarely crossed over. Kenny Rogers won a Grammy for the best male vocal country performance, and Don Schlitz won best country song.
Wow.
Took three artists cutting it, including Johnny Cash and Bobby Bear, who's an Opry member, Grand Ole Opry. But here you go, and here's the original version we know.
You got to know when to hold them.
Woo! Pretty cool story, huh?
Love it.
Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
There you go. Hey, coming up in a second, the existential question from Amy is, can you honk at a cop?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to leave it there. You're going to tell us a story in a second.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I want you to hear this story, and you decide. You can call us, too, if you want.
And if you're a police officer, too.
Great idea.
Call.
Interesting.
The question is, can you honk at a cop?
Yeah.
Wow. We'll do that in the next segment, Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Ashley in Kentucky is on the phone right now. Hey, Ashley, let me put you on because we're going to ask if it's okay to honk at a police officer. Ashley, what do you think about this before we get into it?
I don't think that it would. I'm not brave enough to do it. I definitely think that, you know, some people, they may want to, and I think it depends on if the cop is, you know, okay enough to handle that, you know, he's not paying attention. But for the most part, I would let the car behind me honk before I would even honk at a cop.
Because that's what it's about, right?
Not forever.
Him not paying attention?
Yeah, I was behind him at a light, and the light turned green. and he was not going. And normally, I would let out a little friendly honk honk to whoever's in front of me. I wouldn't be rude about it, but I'd be like, hey, light's green. But I couldn't bring myself to do it because it was a police officer. And I just felt like maybe he is taking care of something to do with the law and he's focused on whatever. And I don't want to interrupt and then him give me a ticket for honking at the officer of the law.
I don't think he'd give you a ticket.
Well, I don't know what would happen, but I just felt total. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So we sat there, and I'm sure the cars behind me were annoyed. Like, why aren't we moving? And I wanted to be like, because there's a police officer in front of me.
Do you get mad if someone honks from behind you?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't know that I appreciate it.
If I'm not paying attention, I need to know.
At first, I'm like, oh, dang it. I'm like, I feel stupid. Mm-hmm. And then for a minute, I'm a little annoyed, but like the grander feeling is, oh, you had to do that. I don't ever appreciate it because it didn't do anything for me, but it did remind me. And there's two kinds of honks. There's the beep, beep, that's the nice one.
Yep.
Our horns should be equipped with everything we can do in cars now. We should be equipping our horns with different tones.
Mm-hmm. It's got like emoji faces on it.
Yeah, for the horn that says, hey, just looking out for you. I know you're probably tweeting right now. That should be a different, like, me, me. The angry horn should be a, right. Like that. There should be different sounds now on horns, too.
Yeah.
If we have cars that can drive itself down the road, we should have two different sounds in a horn. But, the honking at a cop thing,
so
I've never thought about
that.
So
what would you do? Like, the cop's in front of you, the light turns green, and y'all, nobody's moving, and you're all going to miss
the light.
Let me
think about this. Let me be honest. Set me up here. Let me close my eyes.
Okay.
I'm sitting there. Green.
You see it's green. There's a cop in front of you, and you're not moving. You're like, hello, excuse me, sir.
Okay, I'm rolling my window down. I love the blue. Appreciate the blue. Stay there all day. That's what I would have done. That was my reaction right there. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Ashley, hey, thanks for calling. I'm going to give you a little prize here for calling, okay? You still there?
Cool, thanks.
Hey, I'm going to give you a $100 Walmart gift card and a Walmart photo gift. Visit Walmart Photo for personalized cards and gifts this holiday season. How about that? You got a $100 gift card just for calling in.
Holy cow, thank you guys so much. I listen to you guys every morning. I love the show. Love, love, love the show.
Well, thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas and hang on the line. I'm going to put you on hold, so don't hang up. We'll get your info, okay?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let me go to Samantha in Tulsa. Samantha is a police officer. Hey, Samantha, what's happening with you?
Not much, just driving my daughter to school. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. I haven't thought about this, so Amy brought it up to me today. Would you want someone honking at you if you don't see the light turn green?
Oh, well, I just think it's a good way for maybe some unwanted attention. I know I've been honked at in the past, and, you know, sometimes I ignore it and go on what I'm doing, and sometimes I'm like, oh, let me pull you over. Did you need me to help you? Were you honking for me for help?
Okay.
Wait, but the light turns green, and let's say you don't notice it for whatever reason. So just in case you might pull me over thinking I want some attention, I shouldn't honk?
No. So if I'm being completely honest, in my personal life, if the light is green for like 0.3 seconds and you haven't gone, I'm probably going to honk at you. So no, I totally get that.
Okay.
But also, if she's in a bad mood, right, which we all get, we'd be like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Maybe you needed my attention, so let's just pull you over and see.
I don't know if there's improper use of the horn.
Is there an improper use of horn? Can you pull someone over? Let's say it's not the green light thing, but can you improperly use your horn?
I'm not familiar with every municipality and state statute, but I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
Mm.
But I could be wrong because there are some random like laws out there for traffic. So.
Can you have your radio too loud?
Yes.
So that is a thing where if you're boom, boom, boom.
It is absolutely a thing, yes. It's like certain feet. Depends on the town.
Do you ever pull people over for their windows being tinted too dark?
I have used that as probable cause for a stop, yes.
Oh, nice. And then what else did you find?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Dang.
Mostly, you know, guns and those types of things.
Whoa.
What?
That escalated quickly. Holy crap.
Yeah. That's
usually what car stops do is they usually escalate quickly.
Wow. Oh, all right. Well, hey, I appreciate what you do. I'm a big fan of people that risk their lives for ours.
Yes.
So, Samantha, thank you for calling. Thank you. And yeah, thanks a lot. Have a great day. Merry Christmas to you.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's not too early to say Merry Christmas, right?
No.
And this is also our last week on the air, so if I don't get it in now, I just don't get one.
No, it's totally appropriate.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, here is your Never Gonna Get It.
You're never gonna get it.
People born on Christmas Day have an average of $1,400 less of this than the rest of us. Andrea in Florida, what do you think the answer is on the Never Gonna Get It?
So I think it's like birthday parties or birthday party guests, like attendees.
Yeah, Amy had a similar guess. It's not it. I think that's probably the best guess. Like, because this is tough. Let me go over on Jess in Iowa. Jess, Never Gonna Get It. What do you think it is?
Hey. I think it's the amount of money spent on birthday cake. Because my dad's born on Christmas, so he doesn't get as many of those.
That would stink. Even to be born around Christmas would stink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the week before or week after. Mm-hmm. No, it actually has nothing to do with Christmas. It is student loan debt. The average person has $1,400 less of student loan debt than the rest of us. Christmas Eve babies have more. It's all according to I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why on all this stuff. It's like Lending Tree put out a whole thing, and I saw that and pulled it. Let's do this game. Let's do the country Christmas game.
Okay.
Everybody get out your pens.
All right.
I'll play you a version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Just name the country artist that is singing it. If you miss it, you're eliminated. Morgan, number two, you want to play?
Yeah, I'll play.
Do you feel like when you hear these artists sing, you can name them?
I knew some before, so I think I can, but okay. We'll see.
Raymundo, let's do number one as an example. I tell you what, not example, let's just use it. No, there's no need to give an example.
We know how to play it.
It's just going to be a country artist singing, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Nice.
And then you name it. Here we go, number one.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
In.
I'm in for the win.
In.
Amy?
Brett Eldridge.
Lunchbox?
Brett Eldridge.
Eddie?
Brett Eldridge Bones.
Morgan, number two?
Brett Eldridge.
Everybody's good? You're all alive. Number two.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I'm in.
Let your heart be
light. Okay.
Morgan, number two with the quick buzz in flex.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox.
Casey Musgraves.
Amy.
Casey Musgraves.
Eddie.
Casey Musgraves.
Morgan number two.
Casey Musgraves.
Nice. Good. Next up, name this artist.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Dan and Shay.
Lunchbox.
Dan and Shay.
Eddie.
Dan and Shay.
Morgan number two.
Dan and Shay.
Okay, good. You're all nailing them. We got to get tougher here. These are all country artists singing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Here is the next song. Go ahead.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. I'm in. Let your heart be light. From now on.
I'm in for the
Come
win.
In.
Lunchbox?
Darius Rucker.
Amy?
Darius Rucker.
Eddie?
Darius Rucker.
Morgan number two?
Darius Rucker.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to get you guys. Okay, next up.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Some of you guys will be gone on this one.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
It's tough.
Huh. What?
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Big clue right there.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
I'm in.
Is that it? Okay. That's a tough one. You may all be gone after this one.
Yikes.
Eddie.
Runaway June.
Oh. Wow,
thank you.
Okay. Oh.
Lunchbox.
I win Little Big Town.
Yeah! Woo! Morgan, number two.
I went Karen Fairchild.
Good. That's it. No, that's it. Amy.
Runaway June.
Oh, no, we have two remaining.
Morgan number two and me, and the last one's remaining. That's
Here we
crazy.
Go. Next
wow.
Up.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Let your heart be light.
Can you name the artist?
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
I'm in for the win, I guess.
Is that it, Ramona?
Yep.
Okay. Morgan, number two.
I don't feel confident in this, but I'm in. It's Brad Paisley.
Incorrect. Lunchbox?
I put George Strait.
Incorrect. All right, on to the next one.
Who was it?
That was Alan Jackson.
Oh.
Right, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide.
All right. Let's go to Lunchbox.
It's like writing a paragraph.
Interesting.
Dude.
Your answer?
You're up.
I have Christian Bush and Jennifer Nettles.
Or Sugarland.
Couldn't think of the name.
Morgan, number two for the win.
Lady Antebellum.
Winner. There she is. She called out there. I never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. That's the first time your winning song's ever been played. I stepped over the top of it. Hey, Raymond, let's do it again. There she is, our winner, Morgan, number two. Long neck eyes, cold beer, never broke my heart. Nice job.
Woo.
Came off the bench to win that one. She hadn't played in a month of Sundays, my grandma used to say. She comes off the bench and wins it. All right, good. By the way, Amy, people are really hitting me on the text line that if you can't hit yours or some punishment, because Eddie had punished
but
for
I
his.
But I don't have a reward.
Okay, well, I can give you a reward. The reward's not the issue because you're not going to get it.
How do you know? That's so rude. You have no confidence
you're
in
not.
Me.
That's the point of this
That's
game.
That's the point.
We don't
you
believe
told
in
Eddie
you.
He didn't believe. We didn't believe in him either.
Correct.
It's not rude.
Eddie, you're here to prove us
Eddie,
all
I
wrong.
Eddie, I believed in you.
No, you,
no,
did,
you
not,
did it.
Amy.
You did it.
You laughed at him.
You did. You said you can.
Well, you said you were a high school recruit. I
you said you were all time free throw shooter. That's not a real position.
I said in junior high.
You made up a position.
I said like in seventh grade. I swear they would put me in for free throws.
Not a position.
Put you in.
So,
okay.
I've even dropped it to six.
Yeah. So, what do you want to punish me for?
We're missing.
What do you want to do to me? I know.
What if we just dump a big bottle of a big bucket of water on your head?
No.
Oh, what? What?
No.
That's great.
There's nothing to that.
In the morning?
Yeah.
To wash my hair?
Yeah. All you have to do is hit six, by the way, not seven free throws. Just six.
Yeah. No, I don't want to dump anything on me, but is that the only option?
Yeah.
What?
Unless you have a better one.
So I'm going to be soaking wet, change of clothes.
I thought you were going to make it.
I am going to make it.
So you won't be wet.
That's so true. But
if you do, if you do make it, you can dump it on Lunchbox.
Okay.
Whatever. Fine by me, because it ain't going to happen.
Okay. All right, I guess.
Are you committing?
Yeah. Can I have other choices?
You come up with
them.
You have 20 minutes to come up with the other choices.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones. Show.
Do you follow Luke Bryan on Instagram?
I follow his wife.
I follow Caroline, too. Did you see the prank they did on her?
Well, is that the third day or the fourth day?
Okay, I take it back. She was in on it. They did the prank on Luke's mom.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they do the 12 days of Pranksmas, Luke Bryan does.
Right.
And so they're at a golf course, and this woman is running toward Luke.
A crazy fan.
Yeah, they've set up this crazy fan, and she goes and she tackles Luke, and Luke's with his mom. And Luke's mom is down on her trying to pull her off.
Waving for help.
Yeah, like, help. And the cops come and they arrest this other woman. And then Luke's wife, Caroline, is in the woman's face. It was all a prank on Luke's mom.
Yeah, the cop, the fan, and
so funny. Here's
it.
A clip here.
Mama, that's that girl, mama.
Come here.
Oh, s***.
You're beautiful. I just want to hug you.
Mama.
Come on.
12 days of Pranksmas.
so funny.
Yeah, they're
I watched
good.
It this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, man. His mom was freaked out.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Soccer coach in hot water for taking the team to Hooters after a loss.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. What?
New York high school soccer coach is coming under fire for taking his team to Hooters. The team had just lost a game that ruined their undefeated season. He brought the players to Hooters after the loss. School officials are not happy. Amy, your thoughts?
Not appropriate.
Oh, really?
Yes! Not,
what's,
no!
What's wrong about Hooters that isn't anywhere else? I just want to...
No, it's very different than anywhere else. No, they're wearing short shorts. Lots of times, a bunch of cleavage. I mean, honestly, they have a certain attire. Okay, so that's anywhere from 13 to 18, sure. But if you're the parents want to decide to go there, or the kids want to decide to go there, but you don't, the coach doesn't need to be taking them there. They need to take them to
kids in school are wearing the same kind of stuff. Just about
what?
Yeah, high school kids.
They're not wearing Hooters outfits to school. What am I? Am I? Not wow. thinking correctly on what they wear. It's like really short.
Yeah,
shorts.
It's shorts.
And really
you can wear
tight
the same thing in gym class.
Tops with their boobs hanging out. Okay, are you sure?
Where would you take? You were about to say you take their kids where?
I don't know, like Chick-fil-A or something.
Okay, Chick-fil-A's also good.
Or McDonald's or somewhere where they're dressed like they're wearing a polo with khakis. I don't know.
Polo with khakis.
Listen, I don't care where it is. You just know that Hooters is known. I mean, it's called Hooters. Obviously, they have great wings. My dad swears by them.
I don't even like the wings that much.
My dad
I
does.
I like other parts. Like, I like their sandwiches, but I'm not even a big wings
okay.
guy there.
Well.
Hooters picked up the tab for the team's party, and they donated $1,000 to the Booster Club.
Well, that's super cool. Very thoughtful. But as a parent, I don't know that I'd be like, oh, thanks, coach, for taking my kids to Hooters. But that's just me.
Snow globing is the holiday trend to be aware of. Getting swept off your feet in the holiday is amazing, they say, but Cosmos says the new dating trend says the person that you're seeing is using the holidays to con you into thinking things are more serious.
Mm.
After the twinkle lights come down, they dump you.
Oh, that's wrong.
Snow globing, huh?
I get it. You kind of live in a globe for a little bit, and then come January, it's like, see ya.
Well, someone would snow globe me.
That's what you're hoping.
That would be nice, huh?
Yeah, if someone would snow globe me, then at least for a minute, I'd be like, woo, this is great. So basically, they spend the whole month of December with you. They think you're falling in love, Christmas lights, and then everything disappears in January. So be careful to be snow globed. Unless you want to snow globe me and take me to Hooters, I'm in for both of those experiences. I'll be snow globed and Hooters. All right, thank you guys for hanging out with us here on The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A hiker in Alaska was buried upside down in an avalanche for over an hour, but another hiker saved his life. The unnamed man was on Flat Top Mountain when the thick slab of frozen debris slid down the slope. That's an avalanche, huh?
Sounds like it.
Know what that's called?
Yeah.
Luckily for him, another hiker, Alex, saw his legs sticking out of the snow.
Ooh.
Mm.
Alex says he saw the feet sticking out of the avalanche debris and started digging through the snow with his bare hands to free the hiker. Authorities say he was probably able to breathe thanks to air pockets created by the avalanche.
Wow.
Because when it all hits, like, it leaves spaces in there. He got lucky enough to be in a space.
Whew, that's scary.
The avalanche center says the man showed signs of hypothermia but was conscious. It's a miracle he survived. How about that?
Dang.
That climbing. Listen, I went back to the rock climbing wall a couple days ago. It's not for me. It's not even the climbing that's hard. It's just the being up high.
Oh, you get scared up there?
Every time. You would think after about the fourth time, you just wouldn't get scared anymore.
And you're secured with
yeah,
a rope.
Yeah, but then every time I get up there, I go, oh boy, is this going to hold me this time? Like, I'm scared every time.
Yeah.
And the person I was with, she was like, you're fine. She's a climber. Like, she like does the highest, the hardest walls. And I don't. I do baby walls. And I'm not embarrassed about it either. Like, I know what I'm good at and not good at, and that's not for me. And mostly I was just belaying her. I think that's what they call it, belay, when you, like, do the rope and
oh, yeah.
you let them down safely. And even then, I don't think she's trusting me that much. But I don't like it. I get up to the top, and I'll be like, this is not for me. And then, but still, I would get to the top, tap the wall. After two, I was done, though. No, I don't like it. I'll go and boulder. You know what bouldering is? It's a smaller wall, and you don't put any harness on, and you just climb with your hands. But if you fall, you just fall on the mat.
Free solo.
Free solo, ooh. but not high. Not high, though. Anyway, congratulations to this guy. I just have that Bear Grylls episode is coming up with me in Norway, January 14th, I think. It's the hardest thing I ever had to do with heights involved. Harder than skydive. And I skydived, and that was fine, and it sucked, but it was fine. But that's what I had to do. Eddie, you saw it.
Pretty legit.
Did you watch the episode?
No, you said you sent me the link, but I don't think you did.
Mm,
so resend. No, you didn't. I've looked.
Well, my episode of Bear Grylls is January 14th. I don't like heights. This guy did, and he got saved. That's all. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, let's see what's happening with everybody here on the show. In a segment we call What's the Haps? Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
What's the haps with you?
Well, The Office put out a new episode over the weekend.
What does that mean?
Well, so, and I watched it. It's on YouTube, but it's my favorite show, The Office. And they put out an entire version of a show that they highlighted inside of a show. Like, Michael Scott made a movie and he shows it to the whole staff. Mm-hmm. But they really made the whole movie back in the day, and they just now released the whole movie.
That's cool.
Yeah,
it's called Threat Level Midnight. So anyway, I watched that over the weekend. And then my other favorite show, Friends, I got a Friends Lego set for Christmas. It's got like 1,600 pieces. I don't know if I'm going to put it together, but it's the whole coffee shop.
Yeah. Yeah, Jennifer Garner was playing with one of those on Instagram. That's real? You can order that real set?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a friend got it to me. Because I'm pretty hard to shop for Christmas, except shoes. And everybody's getting me shoes. Never be mad at shoes, but I have enough shoes. I got really good shoes last night as a gift. But yeah, I thought that was a Friends thing. Was a good gift. It's a good gift.
Cute.
So that's what I got for Christmas so far.
You need help putting that thing together? I'm good at Legos.
You want to come over?
Yeah, come over and play.
Want to come over and play?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. What's the haps with you, Amy? Hey,
what's the haps?
So we had Haiti night on Saturday night over at our friend Tracy's house. And, well, Mark, you met him. He's Haitian. He was at my house for Thanksgiving, and he even made a Haitian dish for that. But the kids always just thrive after nights like that because there's two adopted kids from Haiti that are part of that family, and then I've got my two adopted kids, and then Mark and his wife, and he cooks the Haitian food, and we all just gather together. And my kids, after nights like that, they're full of life, like everything. They talk Creole with him. They sing songs from Haiti. They eat their, food that they love. And then they're kind of on cloud nine, so I love Haiti nights.
Did they go to bed and get up and do school today?
Yeah.
Like, did they stay up late?
Oh, Haiti night was Saturday night.
Oh, got it.
So, yeah.
Man, putting your kids on cloud nine late on a Sunday?
No.
It's risky.
Yeah. They're still on cloud nine. Oh, and like, we stayed there late, and it makes me happy for my kids.
Hey,
what's the hat?
Lunchbox, what's happening with you?
Man, I got to say, I used to think Bobby was a drama queen. He'd talk about, I had to fly to L.A. I'm so tired. I had to fly back. I'm so tired. And I'm like, you're just
right. I don't
really
do that, though. I don't really talk about it.
No,
I don't come in and go, I'm so tired. I don't complain about being tired on the air.
Okay, maybe it's during commercials. You're talking to Amy, and you're like, I'm so tired. Well, I traveled. I went to Chicago and St. Louis last week. So 3 flights in 3 days. I was exhausted all weekend, and they were only an hour flight here, hour flight there, hour flight home. And, man, that wears you out, up and down, out of the sky. So I got to say, I'm sorry, Bobby, that I thought you were a drama queen.
I don't feel like I complain about traveling. I think I complain about sleep, not, working. But I don't feel like I'm a travel complainer anymore. But I don't feel like I'm a complainer anymore for the most part because nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
You can complain about all you want. Nobody cares if you're complaining. I feel like it's wasted. Do you disagree?
No, I agree. And sometimes I catch myself complaining and I'm like, why am I doing this? Nobody cares. But sometimes it does feel good to vent. Like if you have a friend or someone in your life,
someone close,
but and realize it probably doesn't matter, but you just need to get it out. Like, I think that's fine, right? I hope so.
It makes you feel better. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie?
Well, I'm a little upset at Bobby and Amy because every year we take, my wife and I take our kids to the Dancing Light of Christmas. It's a Christmas light display, over 2 million lights. You drive through it. And you go dial into the radio station there. It's like a local little radio station, and all the lights are synchronized to the music. It's really cool. But at the end, there's this thing they call the Santa's Village. It's basically a money trap for parents. Like, they got petting zoos and funnel cakes and all this stuff. You easily drop $100 if you have 2 kids. I have 4 kids. It's expensive. So we try to avoid it. Well, here we go. We're at the end of the line, and Bobby and Amy's voice comes on the little radio. Hey, guys, welcome to the Dancing Lights of Christmas. Make sure you stop by that Santa's Village. And I'm like, no. We don't need to hear that. And all the kids in the back are like, Dad, we have to stop. Of course. This is great.
If we say it.
Yeah.
They're like, Bobby and Amy said it.
Yes, of course. Did you?
Of course we did, Bones.
Did they pet the animals?
They pet all the animals. They jumped on a little trampoline thing, bought funnel cakes. Yes.
Did they have fun? Cool.
They enjoyed it. Right, that's what Christmas is all about.
There you go. Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
You know what I saw this weekend was the Mr. Rogers movie. The one that the Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
And that has nothing to do with the documentary. Like, you can watch the documentary and learn about Mr. Rogers, and then you can watch this. Because Mr. Rogers isn't the main character. I think Tom Hanks is nominated for a Best Supporting Actor role? Like for a Golden Globe or something?
Oh, wow. Supporting actor. That's crazy.
So who's the main?
The guy from The Americans who's writing the story on him.
Okay. So kids would like it or no?
I don't think it's a kid. Eddie saw it too, huh?
I did. And I thought I could totally take my 11-year-old to this. Not little kids. 11-year-old for sure. I think he'd get something
out
of it.
It's an adult movie.
Okay.
But it's really good. And you saw it too?
Dude, I loved it.
I loved it too.
Absolutely loved that movie. Yeah, did you come out like inspired a little bit?
I don't know about inspired, but I did cry twice. Like tears. Yeah, they're on the train at one point. And also, the more I'm going to therapy, the more I'm just having like these emotional pops.
Which is good.
But they're on the train. And it's based on a true story. And this guy really wrote this article. He was supposed to write a piece on Mr. Rogers, like a quick piece. But he was known for being a really hardcore writer, and Mr. Rogers was the only person who would talk to him because he had a bad reputation. And so he ends up doing this, trying to out Mr. Rogers as not the dude everyone thinks he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he only finds out that he kind of is the guy. But Mr. Rogers is really honest with him. He's like, I'm not perfect. And so they get on a train, and some of the kids see him, and they all start singing to Mr. Rogers. And it was like, dang, I got a little emotional because Mr. Rogers gave to everybody so much. Mm-hmm. And it was everyone on the train, and you saw kids and adults and white people and black people, and everybody, it didn't matter how old or young, and everybody was just singing the Mr. Rogers song to Mr. Rogers, and I got a little choked up on that part.
Oh,
it was
wow.
good.
Yeah.
You think that was good?
I thought that part was really good. I mean, honestly, you know how Bobby, we talk about just things all the time, and he always has a positive spin to it? It made me think of just like, because that's the way Mr. Rogers was, the way the movie portrays him at least. Like everything, people would come to him that was a little negative, he always had this positive spin to it. And I automatically thought, like, dang, that's how we need to live our lives. And Bobby already does that. I'm like, this is really cool. So I left inspired, Bones. I don't know about you.
I thought it was really good. I did.
And so, like, go see it in the theater, like, right away good, or wait till it comes out?
It doesn't matter. Just watch it.
Okay.
It's definitely, and Tom Hanks does a great job.
Yeah. Hey, did you think that maybe sometimes it was like little Forrest Gump would come out?
Oh, I never thought that while watching it.
Like, there were sometimes I was watching and be like, it kind of sounds like Forrest Gump right there.
Probably if I watched it back thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, so you saw this movie, right?
Yeah.
What'd you think about it?
I thought it was great, but it was weird that he wasn't the main character because I loved every single time he was on screen.
And it wasn't about Mr. Rogers' mm-hmm. life. Although Mr. Rogers' real wife is in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's real.
She's in it. No, but she's in a dinner scene when they're all sitting at the table and they get quiet with each other.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers' wife is one of the characters that's just sitting there and watching. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Movie Mike didn't know that.
Got him.
By the way, Movie Mike's movie podcast is out today. What do they search if they want to hear your movie podcast?
You can just search Movie Mike.
So search Movie Mike wherever you listen to podcasts. And what are you covering in your very first episode?
Today, I'm talking about the highest paid roles of all time for actors.
For example?
So like Jack Nicholson, when he played the Joker, he initially got paid $6 million, but he cut a deal to where he made like money off the merchandising of next movie, and he ended up making like $50
million. Whoa.
Oh, wow.
So, Movie Mike's movie podcast. Did you see the Richard Jewell movie?
I did see that, yeah.
And so, do you know who Richard Jewell is?
No.
Okay, so the Atlanta bombing, 1986.
Yep.
The Olympics, this bomb goes off, and they're looking to blame somebody. And they say that Richard Jewell, who was working security, was part of it.
Because he discovered the package.
Turns out he had nothing to do with it, but they crushed him. National news, right? Everybody crushed him.
They crushed him because they like looked into his past and was like, hey, he's had some kind of issues with other places where he got fired. And they like, well, this is just profiling him.
They said he was a terrorist, and he wasn't.
Oh, so where do we watch that?
It's a movie theater.
It's in theaters, yeah.
Oh, wow. Do you review movies where I don't leave my house?
What do you mean? Did you even watch The Irishman on Netflix?
I haven't started yet. It's 3.5 hours.
I need you to watch that one.
I'm going to commit myself to watch it. I need some time, though.
Yeah.
Because it pops on my Netflix every time, and I'm like, 3.5 hours?
I'm sure it's going to get nominated for everything. So
it was nominated for a Golden Globe.
But it's probably be up for Best Picture.
For the Oscars?
Oscars, yeah.
Wow.
The Joker, the best movie of the year. We're going to talk about that later, but your thoughts on that, Mike? IMDb says it's the best movie of the year.
That's my favorite movie of the year.
Really?
Yep.
Man, I liked it a lot. Didn't love it.
I didn't see it, so don't know.
I thought Joaquin Phoenix was great in it.
Amazing in it.
But okay. All right, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Check that out. After the show's over today, you can go to Joe Diffie stopping by my house tonight to do a Bobby cast. So if you want to hear that, we'll be putting that up tonight too. Here's your number one song in country music this week. Here's Thomas Rhett, Remember You Young, Bobby Bones Show. Thank you guys for hanging with us.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Couple things I'll bring up. One, tomorrow Amy's free throw challenge. She claims she can make 7 out of 10 free throws. I've taken it down to 6. By the way, this is her claim. Not we didn't say how many can you make. Prove it. This is your claim. We went back and checked the tape.
Oh.
This is your claim.
Okay.
So 6 out of 10, and if you don't make 6 out of 10, what happens to you?
Well, I have options.
Go ahead. Number one.
Okay. I could chew gum after someone else.
Oh,
that's just
that's disgusting. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I already like where the. Wow, what a great punishment. So what if we all take one piece of gum and chew it, and then we make one big ball, and then she has to chew it for 30 seconds.
I just said chew gum after someone.
Yeah, but that's a great idea.
You just made it.
That is genius, Bo.
I can't believe you would rather do that than water poured over your head, but I love it.
Me,
I love it.
Me, Morgan, number two, Eddie, and Lunchbox.
Woo!
We'll take a stick of gum each, chew it for 10 seconds, make a ball out of it, and then you chew that gum for 10 seconds.
Okay.
Wow, that's disgusting.
Crazy, Amy.
I mean, but I'm not going to have to do it. It's
okay.
Fine.
Great.
Wow. I mean,
that. Whoa. For
Amy,
me,
that's like making out with all of us.
Again.
What up?
Again. So gross.
That's crazy.
That's a great punishment.
Tomorrow we'll do that.
So 4 pieces of gum?
Uh huh.
Okay. I have other options.
Okay.
That one's fine.
No, bring it. What's the other option?
Okay, I could.
Self-imposed penalty? Totally. That's a great self-imposed. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so what's that one where that guy had to wear shorts for like a year or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I could do that in January with skirts.
Wear a skirt for a year?
But no.
Yeah,
no,
how about you look cool and hot for a whole year?
No.
Guys, I'll work out every day for a whole year and do extra curls and wear a tight t-shirt, okay? All right, just letting you guys know.
Amy,
my punishment. All right, what else?
It's about being cold and being in January. Not the whole year.
Go ahead.
But I couldn't wear tights or anything. Okay, lick the sidewalk.
Oh, come on.
Okay, the gum. That's
yeah, the gum it is.
Yeah,
that's a good one right there.
Okay.
So good.
By the way, for $10 at BobbyBones.com, you can win a trip to the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show in January, where we play and Brooks and Dunn shows up and plays with us, Kane Brown, Brett Young, tons of surprises. $10 and you get 2 VIP tickets, a meet and greet with me and Eddie, a framed autographed portrait of me shot by Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn, a cowboy hat autographed by Ronnie Dunn and myself. BobbyBones.com, it's a prizeo that we're doing. And I didn't want to do an auction to the highest bidder. I wanted to give everybody a shot. So for $10, you get a raffle ticket. You can buy 10 raffle tickets, whatever. But then we draw one coming up. And so BobbyBones.com to get in on this. All the money goes to St. Jude. So I wanted to mention that. Other than that, I got a couple things we'll talk about. I did go to my high school over the weekend.
Yes, I want to hear about that.
So we can talk about that. And then Morgan number two is going to do a what 26-year-olds care about. I don't want to say who it is, but did you see it was a birthday gift, right?
Yes.
The cash birthday gift somebody gave somebody?
Mm-mm, I don't know about this.
And they opened up, was it a fridge?
It was a fridge.
And inside was full of cash?
Wow.
It was ridiculous, but pretty awesome. And
yeah.
I'm like, who would just give that much money? But we'll talk about, Morgan number two will talk about that coming up. All right, that's next.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
What was the big highlight of your weekend?
Oh, man. Probably that my dad was finally able to come back over. He hasn't been over to the house probably since Thanksgiving because he's just had a bunch of health stuff happening. And yesterday I called him. I said, how are you feeling? You want to come over? And he said, yeah, come pick me up. So that was cool.
Yeah.
He loves to come over and just watch football and see the kids.
How's his health?
It's good. We're getting better. We're back. So hopefully we'll stay that way through the rest of the Christmas season. That would be amazing. Yeah. What about your weekend? I want to hear about Mountain Pine.
Well, I went back to my high school. I give the high school basketball team shoes every year because, and the whole story is when I was a kid, I wanted to play basketball, but I couldn't afford the matching team shoes. And so I didn't play. because I was like, man, I can't afford those shoes, and I don't want to be the kid that doesn't have the shoes as the rest of the team. So I kind of stayed out of it. But I always thought, whenever I'm able to do it, I'm going to buy everybody's shoes so no one has to deal with that problem. And so for the last few years, I've been able to do that. And so I send the team shoes. I was able to go back this year and actually give them to them. And they were also playing their, like, the best team in the conference that night. And so we went and we did the whole thing, and a couple news stations were there, which was pretty cool. That, because I like, for my high school, because we're a really small school, I like for them to be highlighted. And so the news was out there, and they had Mountain Pine all over the news, a couple different stations. It was great. And then we won.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
So they beat the best team?
It was crazy.
Oh, that's perfect.
They were playing, and I was talking to them before. I was like, guys, I don't care if you win. You're not supposed to win. No one thinks you're supposed to win. But if you go out and you play as hard as you can, that's literally all you can do. Just go out and play. And they played so hard. And they like 3 seconds left, they won the game. I was going bonkers.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So, yeah, did that. Went to the Yum Yum shop, which they've rebuilt in my town. It's the one restaurant. It's a very small restaurant, but it keeps dying, coming back to life. So someone has reopened it again. It's a really small place. But I went to the Yum Yum shop.
So what do you get at the Yum Yum shop?
Well, I just got a little ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah.
But I went and just took pictures with them. And I was like, man, I'll mention it on the radio. People should come to the Yum Yum shop.
Mm-hmm.
Because right by my sign in my hometown, because I have a sign in my town that says home of Bobby Bones. So if you ever go to Mountain Pine, because a lot of our listeners do, just to go see where I grew up, go to the Yum Yum shop and get an ice cream or something.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, small town people just trying to keep that business alive. Mm-hmm. So I was very excited about that. It was a really good trip.
That's
good
special.
Good trip for me. Got to see everybody.
And Arkansas Keith.
Arkansas Keith. We went to dinner beforehand.
Yeah.
By the way, I need to find the name of this restaurant. What are you going to say?
Nothing. I just loved all the pictures that you posted. I just thought back about how when I was flipping through your Instagram, like, I got emotional. I don't know why.
If you want to go to my Instagram and see pictures, it's Mr. Bobby Bones. But I took Arkansas Keith to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go, and I want to find the name of this place. But I had the best bread I've ever had in my life. And I don't even eat bread. I'm telling you, it wasn't even close.
That's why it was like, so amazing.
I know all my best things, right? Because mm-hmm. I keep a running tally of the best breakfast I ever had was at a place called The Spot in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh my gosh, you talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Still.
So I know where all my bests are. This is the best bread I've ever had in my life. I pulled up my phone here. And so if you're ever in Hot Springs, which is where we had dinner, if you want the best bread you've ever had in your life, go to a place called Vault 723.
Wow.
I mean, it was like candy bread.
Like, so sort of sweet?
But it wasn't made that way.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't made to be a dessert.
Right.
Best bread I ever had in my life. I've put that on my list of best things. Best dinner I had was at some place at Disney World the one time I went in Florida. Yeah. I got to find out the name of that place.
That's like a special Disney, the restaurant at Disney or whatever that's hard to get into, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Bryan, who used to work here, was like, I know somebody in Orlando. They can let you in the restaurant. They let me in. It was the best dinner I ever had. So I had a great weekend. It was good to go home. It was good to see Mountain Pine win. It was good to see all the kids.
And they got all their shoes.
Yeah, and it was good. Yeah, it was great.
And they won.
And they won.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That's the best.
It was funny, too, because they played at a school called Caddo Hills, which is a really good basketball school. And they had lost like one game this year against a much bigger school. And they came in the heavy, heavy favorite. And I was talking to the coach and the coach's wife from Caddo Hills, too. And they're fans of the show. And so I was just kind of saying what's up to everybody. And after the show, that whole team was in such a bad mood. They were just out. The coach didn't want anything to do with anything. They were, I did the announcing of the high school teams, too. I like called
the
starting lineups.
Teams that's awesome.
That's what I used to do in high school, too, during basketball. So
that's cool.
So I was like, on the Caddo Hills side, I was like, John Smith. Willie Wilson.
Did you really?
Yeah. And then from Alpine, I was like, and here they are! It's great. Yeah, it's good. It's good to be home.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was for just a day. And it was good to see Arkansas Keith. And best friend from high school, Evan, came out, drove over after the game.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, it was a good weekend. A lot of pictures up at Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. I'll tell you what we can do. We can do the 60-second showdown coming up. Oh, and all the news stations were asking about running for governor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And what'd you tell them?
I mean,
well,
I'm not surprised,
for the first time had to tell the truth. That a lot of people, a lot of like influential people in Arkansas are asking me to run because they see who's going to run and that's not the thing that they want. So for the first time I was honest with them. I was like, I'm being really asked by a lot of prominent Arkansas figures to run. Don't know if it's what I'm going to do. But as the only time I've really been honest about it with any sort of media in Arkansas was then. Because most of them just like, who knows? Yeah. But I was like, yeah, it's actually a thing. Mm-hmm. So much of a thing that we've had to internally address it on this show. So yeah, but it was fun. It was a good time. We'll do 60-second showdown coming up in a second. Your chance to win $100 of my money. Call us 877-77-BOBBY, and we'll get you have three categories: Christmas movies, TV shows of the decade, or science.
Ooh,
we'll do that.
Ew.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's go over to Blair in Florida, who's on the phone. Blair, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Would you like to play the 60-second showdown?
I would love to play that.
All right. You get a chance to win $100 of my cash. I'll ask you 10 questions, and if you get all 10 of them, you win. So you have 60 seconds. So it's like one every 6 seconds, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Which category would you like? Christmas movies or TV shows of the decade or science?
Ooh, let's do science.
Wow, okay.
All that.
I was letting her have it.
You're the hardest
one. Let me think about it. Why science, Blair?
Well, the last time you did science, it was so easy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The harder the category, just a tip, the kind of easier we make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because people are like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're not doing crazy hard science.
I don't want constellations, but it's the easy ones. Okay, here we go. Science is the category.
All the same.
You have 10 questions. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Question number one. Here we go. What is the largest bird in the world?
Ostrich.
Correct. How many ounces are in a pound?
16 ounces.
Correct. Botany is the study of what?
Flowers, plants.
Correct. What's the layer that protects the earth from UV radiation?
Ozone.
Correct. Solid, liquid, and gas are three states of what?
Liquid and gas. Pass.
Sodium chloride is commonly known as what?
Pass.
How many main blood groups are there?
Three.
Incorrect. How many colors are in the rainbow?
Five.
Incorrect. Who created the famous equation E equals MC squared?
Einstein.
Correct. All matter is made up of tiny particles called what?
Atoms.
Correct. Back to the top.
Oh.
Yeah, you had time.
Yay.
Yeah, I know you had time. Let's go through some of them you missed. Solid, liquid, and gas are three states of matter.
Mm. Matter.
Yeah, that's tough because we did it in elementary school, but you really don't go back to it.
Right.
Sodium chloride is known as
salt.
Salt. Nice.
Salt. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. And you know what? I always think that these people, I'm like, how do they not get them? But you know what? When you're on the spot, it's a lot harder. I'm surprised I got any of those.
There are four main blood groups out there, by the way. It's A, B, AB, and O.
O.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many?
There's six colors of the rainbow.
Seven.
Still didn't get it.
Seven, yeah. But you got 6 out of 10. You did pretty good. How do you feel about it? What would you? What advice would you give to the next callers who are going to play this game?
Ooh, I would have to say just don't think about it.
Yeah. Agree. Yep. Just answer.
Yeah, just
and
answer.
And then you can't wait. You can't wait either because I noticed, Bobby, whenever you do trivia, you're answering questions before they're even done answering questions.
I'm spitting
or asking
out.
Questions.
Also, if I know it, I know it. And if I don't, I don't. And if I don't know it, let's get to the next one and see if I know it.
Okay.
That's a big tip for this game, too. Just answer what's in your heart. We'll come back to it if you miss it. Because if you wait and then you miss it, you lose everything. All right. Well, listen, you didn't win. Thank you for playing. I appreciate you. Where do you live in Florida?
Bradenton, Florida.
Okay. Oh, love it. Used to summer there.
Yeah, you
did. South of Tampa.
Yeah, there it
south
is.
South of Tampa. Well,
there she is. There's Blair. Woo! Blair, you have a minute. Say whatever you want. Do you a shout out here, whatever you want to do.
I want to shout out to my old man, Joe Levy. My company that I work for is an awesome company, Leaf & Associates. We just had Brett Young at our Christmas party.
Okay.
Wait, what? Hold on a minute. You had Brett Young at your Christmas party?
Yeah, the owner of Reuben Associates, Chris LaFace, I guess he went to college with Brett Young and does some stuff in the industry. So they rented out USF, and we had a big party there.
How much did they pay him? Do you know?
I'm not sure if they paid anything to him, but I know it was a couple $100,000 for the Christmas party.
Oh, they for sure paid him. Yeah. They may have.
Even if they're college buddies.
Yeah. Even if they're college buddies. Because it's a business. It wasn't like the guy.
Oh, yeah. Because he came straight down from like Wisconsin or something.
Oh, you got paid. Wow. Merry Christmas. Pay me that money.
that's right. That's right. It was a good concert, though. You know,
yeah, Brett's good.
Right in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, hey, Blair, thank you for calling. Thank you for your time. And thanks for listening.
All right. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go over to Morgan number two now. What 26-year-olds care about? Here we go. What do 26-year-olds
care about? So Cardi B gave Offset, her boyfriend, $500K in cash for his 28th birthday.
Opened the refrigerator. Wow. Opened the refrigerator, and she had $500,000 cash in there for him.
Yeah, she put a video on Instagram, and he's just standing in front of a fridge, and he basically like turns around and opens the fridge, and there's just $500K flowing out of the fridge.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Now, do you have to get him a Christmas present?
No.
Wait, she says she wrote in her Instagram post that she's not getting him a Christmas gift now.
Oh, see, that's the bummer about your birthday being.
You just got $500,000. Not really a bummer in this story.
Oh, okay. You could just like take him to dinner or something.
That's a lot. I can't. Is that what you get for someone that has everything? This refrigerator too that she bought him. There's not enough respect being paid to how cool this refrigerator is too.
The refrigerator's cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a cheap refrigerator, but he opens it up and it's just full of cash. It's good, and he's like, "I mean, I'm watching the video right now."
Is it real or do they fill it up with cash and then take the cash back?
I'm sure it's real.
I'm sure it's real.
Okay.
It's Cardi B.
Yeah, I'm sure it's real.
I'm not going to mess around.
Well, there you go. Morgan number two, that's what 26-year-olds care about. Yep. Thank you very much. What do 26-year-olds care about? All right, appreciate you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us here today. Don't forget, go over and for a $10 donation, it's like a raffle ticket. It's at bobbybones.com. If you win the raffle for a $10 donation to St. Jude, you could win tickets, flight, hotel, all to the Raging Idiots, Eddie and my show with Brooks and Dunn, Kane Brown, Brett Young. By the way, we're not paying Brett Young. He's doing this out of his own heart. Mm-hmm. This is for St. Jude, so he's going to come show up and play. So bobbybones.com to get in that. So $10, bobbybones.com.
Want to join in on a topic? Yeah. Call the show at 1-877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Joker is hailed as the best movie of the year by IMDb. It made $1 billion. What do you think? Did you see The Joker?
I didn't,
I did. It wasn't the best movie. It was good. Mm-hmm. If it didn't have the Joker character, it wouldn't have made the money, obviously. Listen, I thought Joaquin Phoenix was great in it, but I just didn't think it was the best movie I saw all year. Avengers Endgame was good.
Yeah.
Saw The Long Shot. Saw Peanut Butter Falcon. That's good.
Oh, I still have that on my list.
You haven't seen that yet?
Yeah. No, we bought it on iTunes or something, and we started watching it with our kids, and I was like, they weren't into it. So my husband and I are going to have to watch it alone. And
then, yeah, I don't know that it's a kid movie.
I don't either.
I think it's a 13-year-old plus right. movie, but I don't think
the And then there was kids... some like language. I was like, okay, because I just don't want the questions. What does that word mean?
Best movie you saw this year?
Probably Toy Story 4.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, in the theater, that's what I went to see, like, with my kids, so.
Someone hit me up on Twitter yesterday. I reposted it. They said, hey, we're talking about sequels. Has there ever been a better sequel than the original? And so I listed a couple that reminded me of that as I listed Toy Story 2, because I thought possibly it was better than Toy Story 1. I feel like they've gotten a bit better every time. Mm-hmm. The Toy Stories have just gotten better. Yeah. I put Terminator 2, and I put The Dark Knight, because of Batman. Yeah. And again, that's a sequel, but it's like a different... generate like a different mm-hmm. whole different cast and stuff. All right, that's it for us today. Amy, what's going on?
I just have some appointments for my dad and working out, and then I think speaking of movies, we may want to cuddle on the couch. The kids want to put on a Christmas movie after they get all their homework done. They've got like tests this week, so we have to make sure we're focused on that, and then we can celebrate doing a little family Christmas movie.
Is Us at Christmas, does it take place or summer? I was going to say, show that to your kids for Christmas.
Us?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's that movie where the...
Isn't that scary?
I mean, to some people.
I thought that was like
Heck
it.
Heck yeah, it's scary.
Okay,
yeah.
What about you?
Let's see, I'm leaving here to get a... I haven't had a haircut in like a month and a half.
Oh.
getting a haircut. You probably can't tell because of my beard.
I know. I thought you were just going all rugged.
I'm not.
Okay.
Nothing is really rugged. I have therapy today. I have a Bobby cast with Joe Diffie happening today. He's coming to the house.
Oh, fun.
A spray tan tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting it all done before the holidays.
Nice.
Yeah, I have a spray tan because we have a big... We're shooting videos for all of our affiliates to run on all their TV stations on Wednesday. Mm. And so, yeah, just getting it all done. That's it. Everybody out there, you're listening. We appreciate you. Thanks for being our friend. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here tomorrow. Amy's free throw challenge is tomorrow. She's got to make 6 out of 10. Mike D's new movie podcast is up now. It's called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Check that out. Subscribe. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.